With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Pentagon says its bombing mission against Iranian nuclear sites appears to be a success. White House correspondent Greg Clugston fills us in.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Dan Kane says the purpose of Operation Midnight Hammer was to severely degrade Iran's nuclear program.
Final battle damage will take some time, but initial battle damage assessments indicate that all three sites sustained extremely severe damage and destruction.
At a Pentagon briefing, Defense Secretary Hegseth described the precision military strike as overwhelming and insisted that America does not seek war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Several close U.S. allies have urged a return to the negotiating table in the wake of the strikes, while noting the threat posed by Iran's nuclear program. Some countries and groups in the region, including those that support Iran, are condemning the move. They are also urging de-escalation. Vice President J.D. Vance's popularity is on the rise these days. Correspondent Ken Lorman has more on that.
The latest Rasmussen Report's National Telephone and Online Survey finds that 52% of likely U.S. voters view Vice President Vance favorably, up from 49% in April, including 33% with a very favorable impression. Vance's popularity upswing coincides with President Trump's continued favorability. The president's approval rating has been at least 50% in the Rasmussen poll since May 23rd. Ken Lorman reporting.
Three people are dead on a regional airport heavily damaged after powerful winds, including a tornado, swept across the upper Midwest this weekend. The two men and a woman were killed late on Friday at two locations in the town of Enderlin, North Dakota. It's about 40 miles southwest of Fargo. This is SRN News. Seven families have filed a lawsuit challenging Arkansas's requirement that public school classrooms display the Ten Commandments. The legislation was signed in April by Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. It mirrors a similar statute enacted in Louisiana and another in Texas. The lawsuit argues that the requirement to post the Ten Commandments violates the family's First Amendment rights by endorsing a religious viewpoint. The suit was filed by the ACLU, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Gay activists are pressuring the government of Guatemala to legalize same-sex marriage. Two Mexican women were married on the grounds of Mexico's embassy in Guatemala this month, sparking anger in a nation that does not recognize the practice. Mexican officials say the ceremony was intended to celebrate Gay Pride Month and was a, quote, step toward inclusion, respect, and equality for all. This is SRN News. A duck farm in Long Island rebuilds after losing its entire 100,000 bird flock last January to the bird flu.
Crescent Duck Farm owner Doug Corwin.
It was a devastating emotional thing.
Plus, he had to lay off staff.
Most of my people have been with me 10, 20, 30 years.
The first wave of more than 900 young ducks arrived at the end of May. More continue to come. But he's pushing for change so he doesn't have to go through another outbreak.
There are many vaccines that work for this. We're just not allowed to use them.
Long Island was once a center of U.S. duck production with more than 100 farms. Julie Walker, New York.
The Greek National Opera opened this season's festival with Puccini's Turandot as Athens' ancient theater hosts its final festival season before it shuts down for at least 3 years for restoration and maintenance. It's nearly 2,000 years old. This is SRN News.